The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is your inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible, and on purpose. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are and as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When you awaken to this, you easily access the guidance of your inner wisdom, and you see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to support you best as you manifest all that you want. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. At the time that I am writing this episode, we are well into a fourth wave of this pandemic, and one that experts claim may impact a younger cohort of the population. Many parts of the world continue to be in various stages of lockdown and extended stay-at-home orders. The reported number of new cases of COVID and its variants are in many places greater than they have ever been since the onset of this pandemic. Among the first activities of the day for so many now include an update on the reported new cases of people infected and of how many have died, making this news, this reality, our fervent new normal, the scope of which can distract us further from ourself and from all that is within your power to change, to take hold of, to feel inspired by, and for what matters right now, for all that lies within your control, including the principles for how you choose to live your life. I begin here because a planetary pandemic is also a global tipping point and the catalyst for your next steps and your rebirth. A rebirth, a revival, a spiritual regeneration, a phoenix rising up from the ashes, a metamorphosis. While we do not know what exactly the future holds, each one of us has control over what our thoughts and actions will be. Whether fear or love, whether perpetual self-healing, emotional, physical, psychological and generational, or the co-creation of more dis-ease through the fear-based thoughts and beliefs that we continue to hold, that cause us to revive and relive trauma as it relates to our greatest fears in this pandemic, and also of our past and everything that has ever happened to us. You may continue to focus on the world's pained struggles to help and heal our population as we experience such an overwhelming plight. And yet, will you take more seriously your need to stand tall in your own life, to rise above what you have always done, what has not been in support of you, and what self-sabotaging behaviors you may continue in? What matters now is for you to examine what you have been living, what you still struggle with, what you know could be better, to align yourself with what you have wanted for some time, perhaps what you have even given up on. Do you need a rebirth, or have you already begun a metamorphosis? Your next steps are an inner journey. What matters now is to re-examine the inner landscape of your life and how you have been living. Your beliefs, the moment-by-moment thoughts that you hold, and their certain impact weighed in the communication with the cells of your body is the change that I am speaking of. Your cells continually replace themselves. New cells dutifully focus on carrying out their unique function whilst conforming to your instructions. Your cells respond to your input and the never-ending thoughts you hold. Your cells, molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles are all intelligent. They communicate with one another because their collective job is to carry out your commands. It's important to remember that you choose the codes of consciousness that best express your life plan and the beliefs you hold based on the degree of awareness that you have developed. This rebirth requires awareness and a fresh approach, beginning with the new words that form the thoughts that you will hold. Your next steps include what you decide no longer serves you, based on how you have been living. What are you going to leave behind of your old self and the habits that do not support you, now and for all that you are becoming? And to ask, how will I transform myself? How will I transform my life, beginning with my attitude and the thoughts that determine every action, every future thought, and how I feel moment to moment? Begin with your inner awareness and what you tell yourself and believe. How do you change your beliefs and reclaim your power? How do you create a world of unlimited possibility? You begin with the ideas and dreams that you visualize in your mind and that evoke emotions of excitement, happiness, possibility. As you live in the experience of these emotions, you define the steps and take action towards all that you have already built in your mind and with your heart's inertia. One of the most positive directives that we may live is a mass shift in global consciousness, in the way in which you and I and others think, and in your ability to live sustainably for your betterment, and to live a kinder, happier, and more conscientious existence. You can feel the effects of your choices almost instantly. Try this for yourself. See how you engage in your life when you first set clear intentions, and new thoughts that are weighed in loving kindness and peace. Saying thank you aloud or quietly to a situation or a problem that needs guidance and help is a simple way to open the mind and the heart. To approach this with opportunity and reassurance and the belief in a positive outcome. Do you focus on a problem, or do you look for and decide on what will be the best possible outcome? You remain lodged in a pattern of circular thinking for as long as you look for and see what is wrong, whether in your life, with others, or in the world. And as a side note, clients who work with me report that they feel the immediate relief of becoming unstuck as they direct their mind into the path of what is most wanted. You have likely experienced this for yourself. Whenever you choose to stop the feedback loop in your mind of looking for and collecting problems, and as you shift your focus and your actions from the problem towards what is truly desired. To be a highly evolved being is simple. Your gaze must be inward to discover and witness the limitless access you have to your biology, to your genealogy, to what you know is true, and to realize that this may not be the same as what you have been taught. As you pause in the presence of now, as you witness the deeper wisdom that is your inner compass, your light, and as you begin to trust in yourself for your happiness, for your ability to thrive in self-care and self-love, you live sustainably to your inner desires and the urging that is a call to action from your heart. This inner wisdom is what guides you intuitively, and it is the purest form of goodness and love. Yet you must be calm and willing to even access it. You make it impossible to align with your inner wisdom when you are focused on the constant noise of your mind and the external distractions that keep you away from sensing and feeling and from looking within for answers and possibility. Your next steps are the inner bound journey that requires moments of silence and stillness. You need to unplug yourself from the grid for this, even 5 minutes to begin, and then for longer periods as you witness the inner peace that is right here for you. Meditation, prayer, journal writing, reflective and contemplative awareness are all means by which you can go within for a time, in stillness, to witness, to discover, to know. The very nature of being an observer and a witness to your experience is to be willing to seek, to discover the vast nature of life that is a part of you, and the energy that you are as loving consciousness. This is the infinity of life all around you and a part of your inherent nature. During times of instability, your fears can become insurmountable. Remember that it is also during unstable and uncertain times that you need to rely on your inner resources to build these, to reclaim your reassuring self-talk, to be your own guide and North Star, to follow a path and a trajectory that is based in what you love and what opens you to an evolved consciousness and as light. It is also during this time that your fears point to what is needed. Where can you better support yourself with the right choices that will allow you to thrive? What are the self-care practices that you have been avoiding or dismissing that need your attention? For one client, it was acknowledging her emotional need to have regular contact and conversation with her adult children that was helpful for her to feel connected and not alone. And for another client, it was recognizing that her work demands, having shifted to a greater deal of online presence, meant that she needed to balance this with less time on her devices and to step outside daily for walks and being in nature. Ask the question, how can I better love myself? With thoughts that comfort and soothe, that remind me of my goodness. If you choose a path of empowerment, if you choose a rebirth, then you must also be willing to see everything with eyes wide open and with a level of self-honesty that reveals what you need to do. Ask, what do I need most right now? Close your eyes as you ask and listen for your inner wisdom to guide you. All of your answers lie within. Self-honesty and the willingness to look, to reveal this, is how you find your answers and the wisdom that you are in search of. Your next steps and your rebirth must be a conscious choice. For what you continue to do, perhaps as an automatic response or reaction, for what you tell yourself is not possible, is worth rethinking and reassessing, because a more sustainable and beautiful means of sourcing what you need and what you are becoming is available to you. It is right here. Everything awaits your free will choice, including, and if you see this as so, the opportunities you have right now, as the world continues to recalibrate and redefine the future. What is your future? What are you living now that you love and that fills your heart with much joy and tenderness and appreciation of all of life? And what do you need to reboot? To do this, you begin with a new thought directive, a change in what you have always told yourself, and a focus on all that you are capable of, and of the reminder that life is meant to be enjoyed. Look beyond what you see with your eyes and look to the inner vista of what new ideals that you are building in your mind and of your heart. Human transformation is an act of will, of integrity, of growth that is ever present and ongoing. Will you live honorable, free, grateful? Will you make the decisions that support and sustain life, not the antithesis of it? Do you need a new life plan or to update your existing one? Are you ready for a rebirth and to live the way that your inner being, your highest self, has wanted for you? Do you need to reassess what you have been doing that is not serving what you truly want, beginning with all that you tell yourself and believe? All of this is for something. a better way of living, a higher consciousness for yourself. And for us to do this creates a shift in consciousness for all of humankind. People do not die in vain. All is not forgotten as the world is preparing to no longer live in fear of a virus or each other. We are living in a time when opportunities for self-empowerment, higher consciousness, and spiritual growth is accessible by desire. We are here. This is the present and the future. All of us can live in harmony. We are already on a path towards this. This pandemic is a constant reminder of how each one of us impacts the greater whole, and how everything that you do and don't do has an outcome and a consequence that directly and indirectly affects others. Live with the highest integrity. Do the right thing in all situations, and even when no one else is watching. Approach everything from a place of loving kindness and compassion. Think of others as you also think of yourself, and as you make choices towards a better life that is driven by ethics and humane practices, of being kind-hearted and loving to all of life. There is change still to come for all of us. We have not even witnessed the half of it. Not all change will be difficult, rather uplifting and easily directed by your free will choice. This change mobilizes a greater propensity for us all to equalize one human being and the next, and for all of humankind to see one another as an extension of themselves. Your propensity to go beyond what you have always done makes you accountable to even greater things. Life is not only about the big events that we must attend to. It is how we live each moment so willingly. You have the perfect nature of life to support all that you are capable of. And what if more was still available to you? More happiness, more inner peace and contentment, more comfort in the space and company of being with yourself, more love and privilege, privilege as an ability to do all that you desire and in the right and best way, so that you may witness this compassionate love flow through you with beautiful dignity and grace, and with the most exquisite knowledge that you are the one to do this. You are the only one that can direct and guide life for you in such a way that you live of it with such richness and honor, that you see the beauty all around you and within others and yourself. Beauty beyond physical aesthetics. Beauty that exists as love in action. This time is a time of next steps, to actualize more, to move beyond where you are to even more greater things that await you. Use this time and during this global pandemic to examine the parts of your life that do not sustain you nor your relationships. For example, you may be distraught with the extensive work projects and responsibilities that leave you feeling anxious and overwhelmed. In your decision to be self-aware and completely honest, you realize that what you tell yourself only makes you feel worse. you decide that it's time to take the steps to challenge your thoughts, to think differently, to calm yourself with the reality checks of truth and self-encouragement, rather than all or nothing thinking and a focus on the worst case scenario. Perhaps in another example, you drink at night and in secret and far too much. Your wake-up call was the embarrassment of your children who found you passed out on the floor. Your next steps were to come clean, to get help and support, and to be accountable to your spouse and yourself for drinking in moderation and dealing with the source of your habit. In another example, maybe you have consistently made unhealthy food choices and indulged in late-night binges, something that you have been doing for years and that has been exacerbated because of your excuse that you are bored and in lockdown. Now, no longer blaming your 30-pound weight gain on this pandemic and the stress of being burdened by all of the extra responsibilities you have, because in reality, the truth is that you have allowed yourself to make unhealthy choices and without the choices of self-care. In another example, perhaps you have told yourself that you can't find work, that it isn't worth your while to get a minimum paying job, so you might as well do nothing, even though this untruth is causing damage to your self-esteem and confidence. What matters now is that you have decided that this is a perfect time to channel your energy into a different career path and something that you would really enjoy. And so you take grateful advantage of the student grants and financial assistance programs, and you apply to university. And finally, perhaps during this time and over the last several months of working from home, you recognize that the constant verbal and emotional abuse from your partner is no longer tolerable and not what you are willing to endure for the rest of your life. And so you have begun your exit strategy from your marriage. Your next steps begin with the life you live now, and then beyond this pandemic. If some of the way that you have been living is in need of a rebirth, of new behaviors and ways of thinking that bring you out of the darkness of what you have always done, of what has been just good enough or what has been self-sabotaging, I am reminding you that rather than wait, rather than continue in the unknown and uncertainty of your life as it is, take the next steps. Reclaim your power and your free will choice and act. Compel yourself to positive action because you know what you need to do. What are the healthy habits and a means by which you discover what steps you need to take, both on your own and with what help you need to enlist? These are positive strides towards self-improvement and self-actualization, and for the willing nature to live transparent, honest, and integral to your highest values and ideals. Hold your breath here and in the sacred moments of your eternal life. Rebuild the thought patterns that have kept you hostage to limiting results and unhappiness when you have always been deserving of joy, inner peace, and contentment. Heal from the events and circumstances of your past by reclaiming your thoughts of it and of letting go of the need to continue making it a part of your present. You are ready for these next steps, and you have been for some time. Change, healing, personal growth, new thought paradigms that refresh and revitalize your outlook and that guide your removal of the behaviors that have never served you. It's time to witness how life can be different. I am urging you to awaken, to live awake, to examine how your reactions, your thoughts, your words, and how you have been living, to see that your life now and beyond this existing pandemic is in need of a rebirth. How you are choosing to live can be that much better by examining the places in which you continue to suffer, and by deciding ever so beautifully that your life is even more precious and important, that it requires of you to live and be different, to have no fear, to have more love. Begin with one change that you know you need to make, that you have wanted for some time. A change of evolution, of personal growth, to be and live beyond what you have always done. Think of this now. Begin with this. Imagine what your ideal would be. To rise early or earlier. To adopt new habits that set the day in a way that opens you to love and in what your heart yearns for. Do this because you can, because it feels so much better to do so, because this is what you were made for. There are no limits when you open yourself to only possibility and the clarity of what you are building. What you seek, what you go after, what you know is your destiny, and to do all things with great love. Think of positive change as a gift, as a journey of self-love and self-care that you arrive at from the daily habits and rituals that you practice that mean something. That you give to yourself, that you may easily live in the certainty that you are already on a trajectory towards this. You are in need of new habits, new routines, new rituals, to remind you and to remember that we all can live with the greater responsibility of our actions. And to be willing to show up as your best self, and to see the best in others, and also to be patient when they are not this. And finally, live in the dignity of being responsible for your actions, for your carbon footprint on the planet, for how you think of yourself, and for how you treat others. Because this is a direct and lasting boomerang effect to how you will continue to feel about yourself. I urge you during this time, and as we all make better choices, to do the right thing for yourself, to honor your goodness, to choose goodness and the right actions out of a willingness to let go of ego. And to live from your heart. Your heart, your conscience, your inner wisdom guides you now towards the very best outcome that you could ever imagine. Trust that it will always be better than from where you began and from what you live now. Please use this precious and sacred time wisely. It is not to be wasted in waiting, in focusing on what may or may not happen, and on the fears that remove your responsibility from what self-control and care you are fully capable of. Use this time in your life with purpose. Make yourself a priority in a way that you have never before. Open your mind and your heart to this possibility, to the magnificence of what is truly wanted. And then, ever so gently, decide what steps are needed, one at a time, to bring you from where you are towards something more, something better, something that will be incredible, because to live aligned with your highest or ideal self is to know that this, whatever you need and wish for, is completely possible, and then some. Your rebirth is awaiting you. What is your decision to be and to live as? What are the steps that you will take towards this, to live as this ideal now? You are ready. You have been ready for some time. Now it is about flipping the internal switch, making, deciding the decision, saying yes to yourself and to take the steps. Let nothing stop you from brilliance, love, and all of the joy and love that you are capable of. If you would like my guidance and help with any of your rebirth into love, please reach out to me. I will help you. In an afterword, if you want to be of love in the world and to feel this divine expression as what you are, you need to first heal the parts of you that have been causing you to suffer. Healing is what allows you to feel whole, certain, positive, self-reliant, and able to give of yourself without expectation or dependency. Giving unconditionally is what you live when you know how to give to yourself first. We have been taught this in its reverse order of giving to others, because to give to yourself was said to be selfish, when in fact, you need to give to yourself first, so that you can be self-reliant and free. To rely on yourself is to then be able to give freely to others of yourself, of this joy and of this purpose and gratitude. It is the action of being self-focused that propels you to being able to give so greatly. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.